because worship really is the center of everything we do. Sometimes we think that it's our efforts and our work for God, but really, everything we desire and we want to do for God, we don't really have the capability of doing it on our own. But when we worship and we're filled with His Spirit, it's not a burden. And it's, I got this picture up here because I wanted you to ask yourself as we came out of this, does God have your attention? You know, we just got done coming together as the bride of Christ to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I know for many times when I was younger, I would sit through a service like that and I would sing the songs, but I didn't worship. I didn't worship God. My attention and my heart was not captured by Him. I was part of the crowd looking forward at the stage, reading the words, enjoying the music, but I didn't see God in the worship. And so I ask you, as you're here right now, are you seeing God? Does He have your attention? Are you truly worshiping our God? You know, the Bible tells us, Jesus says, the hour is coming and now is here. In other words, it's right now. It's our age, this time that we live in. He was talking about when it was being entered into. He ushered it in when He came on this earth. When the true worshipers, you know, there are true worshipers and then there are, I guess, untrue worshipers or false worshipers. They're not really worshiping. They come to worship. They do worship. They participate in worship, but they're not true worshipers. They don't really worship. But the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And it takes both of those. You can't worship the Father in spirit only. I know a lot of people that can get caught up in the emotion of things and they feel close to God, but it's all in that emotion, dependent upon how that worship service went, how that music went, how they felt at that moment, and they can feel really close to God, but they don't know God's truth. And so when they walk away, you know, they can't walk away and live a life of worship, a life that honors and follows Him, because they don't know the truth. All they have is the spirit. They got the spirit. They got the attitude. They've got the emotion. But they can't worship in truth. They can only worship in spirit. You've got other people that can only worship in truth. And, you know, we've all grown up hearing about them and dealing with them. I mean, they know the truth. They know what they're going to do, what they're not going to do, and they are very dedicated. They are going to live their lives exactly how God wanted them to live it, and they expect you to do the same, or they're going to tell you about it. But they can't love. They're harsh. They don't love you. They don't love God. They can't worship with the emotion. They don't see the truth of God and are not overwhelmed by His love. And it just evokes that love and response to them. They worship in truth, but they can't worship in spirit. They can sit through a time when they are singing to God, and they just can't find it within their heart to sing to God. They can't worship in spirit. They worship in truth only. For the Father, Jesus tells us, is seeking such people to worship Him. In other words, you can't just worship the Lord in spirit. You may feel like you're worshiping the Lord, but you're not a true worshiper of God. You can't worship the Lord in truth without spirit. You may feel like you're worshiping God and think you're worshiping God and be dedicated to worshiping God, but God is love. He is an emotional God. And if you feel no love, you haven't contacted Him. Are you a true worshiper? Really, everything we do comes down to that. Because as Laura was praying, everything in our life really comes out of our worship. It comes out of our heart of worship. You know, we're not here to try to encourage people to do the things God wants them to do. When they worship God and sit at His feet and they rest in His presence and are filled with His Spirit, they want to do those things. You can't stop them. It's about our worship. And I know for me, my life has developed worship. And I know right now, at my age, the one most important thing I can do is become a true worshiper of God. That's what I need to grow in. That's what I concentrate in. I know all the other things fall in place when He is in His proper place in my heart and in my mind. And so learning how to worship Him, both in spirit and in truth, that's what we pursue. And His grace puts all those other things in place in our lives when we worship Him. But if we think that we can chase all those other things and get them in place, and then somehow we'll be a worshiper, we got it backwards. We need to see who God is, and we need to let that touch our hearts as well as our minds. We need to be in His presence. Then He gives us the power to be who He wants us to be. Because He really is with us. Are you seeking to be a true worshiper? That's what I want to do. I want to seek to be the person God is seeking for. Isn't that something? He's looking at this crowd right now, and He's looking for people who will give their heart and soul to Him, that will let their emotions go, that will let their mind obey and their will obey, people who will say, "I am yours completely." He is looking for those people to reveal Himself to. If you don't worship, you don't really have rest. You can have relaxation, but you can't wait patiently on God in trust and just rest in His goodness if you can't see Him and if you can't worship Him. So that's what we want to do. We enter into His presence. We enter into His rest. That's what we're talking about. And when we come together, this is just one more opportunity for us to truly give ourselves in worship and allow Him to let us grow in His grace and in the knowledge of Him. And that's what we just did. But we're going to take a moment here, and we're going to be thankful to God for what He's given us on this earth, which, you know what the most valuable gift He's given us on this earth is? Each other. The presence of Him in the heart of another person who is wholly committed to Him, who sits next to us, who encourages us, who loves us, who helps us, and can speak truth and love to us. That's each other. And so we're going to take just a moment right now and just think of that. You are worshiping as you greet one another. You are enjoying the pleasures of life that He gave us. And those things reside in our hearts, right? So take a few minutes and greet one another, and we'll let our kids slip out.